Why are you judging young people on the clothes they wear?
Why am I judging?
Yeah.
I'm not judging young people on the clothes they wear, actually. The young people wear nicer clothes than I do all the time, so I can't really afford to judge people on the clothes they wear. I wear very ruggedy clothes, so I've got no...
But if they was to wear hoodies, you would automatically think that he's a thug.
I wouldn't, actually. I would think that he was just trying to keep up with his friends.
Okay.
I think it was peer group pressure. I wouldn't think it was anything to do with me.
Okay, then. So if at night time, if you saw him in a black jacket and a hat, woolly hat, but you couldn't really see his eyes, would you automatically think he's a thug?
No, I wouldn't challenge him. I wouldn't do anything that he might find challenging, because I wouldn't know who he was.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, sorry. You see that guy? To me, looks like a man. With big belly.
You still
can't make it
clear that
somebody's got one leg there and one leg there.
You see?
And many hands.
Do you automatically think that it's a black or Asian youth?
Well, I think given that a lot of the attacks or the knifings at the moment and the gang, it is a lot of black and Asian groups. That's on the press a lot of times. So when you hear about the stabbing, you tend at the moment to automatically think that it's going to be, or whether it's attacked by a white group, a young white group, gang. But most of the stabbings at the moment, unfortunately, seem to be amongst ethnic minority groups.
A 55-year-old woman was arrested for the murder today. So today's show was about perceptions, and has this changed your mind?